Know what's happening or where he's going. For one, I'm apologizing if the sound sucks because we are recording this straight into a fucking iPhone. Because and right now Jinx is feverishly trying to order,
trying to get it here before the end of the show.
trying to order the equipment that. Here's the thing, I pay for the Prime, uh-huh. And it's not because I like any of their shitty goddamn original programming.
It says it'll be here by today.
Yeah, that's what it says.
First of all, their original programming, some of it's fantastic.
Some of it is good, and they do have Mr. Show. But listen, it's when it says two-day shipping, uh-huh. And I pay the extra shipping, every time I pay the extra shipping on something, no matter what the fuck it is, I will get the email 2 minutes after it's supposed to be at my house. It will say, it's not coming, we don't know when, expect it in a couple of days.
Do you get your extra shipping cost back?
I do, but that's not the point.
I understand that's not the point.
Because the extra shipping... Because when it's late, I have to wait an extra week. When if I didn't pay for the extra shipping, it would have been there 4 days sooner. It yeah. just, it drives me nuts. I'm paying to be pissed. So anyway, speaking of paying to be pissed, we are now recording this episode straight into a phone, yep. Into an app on the phone. So if it sounds like shit, I apologize. However, I have had this app on my phone since we started podcasting.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Boss Jock app.
Gotcha.
All right. This is how I...
It's a terrible name.
It is. But this is how terrible. This is how I edit any of this stuff.
Okay.
And I got the app like a day after we decided to record back in 2014. So I've never actually learned how to record, like how to edit on actual editing software. I've okay. only been using this app only. That's how I put the theme in. That's how I take out any of the shit. That's what it is. And I've gotten pretty good at it. So it takes me about 2 hours of editing time for every hour of content we record.
Gotcha.
Not that bad. So I had to, this phone here, I restored it to factory settings because yeah. I needed some extra space. When I went to
got rid of the app?
I did, but when I went to go back and re-download everything, including that app, it did not come up. It was not available. And now I'm thinking, well... That means no show anymore because I have no laptop. I have nothing. I have no skill in the way of recording. So I don't know what to do. So I'm searching for it and I can't find it. Just something called Backpack comes. It's an app called Backpack, which is essentially the same thing, just different. And I'm like, I can't. So I go to the other phone. Still have the app. I was like, I still got this, but. If I lose this phone, break this phone, or get a new phone, I will lose the app. No more podcast. I might as well purchase this backpack thing, teach myself how to use that shit. So when I have to get rid of this, I have the knowledge. So the original app cost $15.
Okay.
Well worth it, by the way. 5 years and it's whatever. This backpack thing, $10.
Okay.
No problem. It's actually better. I can do more things with it.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like this if you have like a microphone attached to it.
Gotcha.
But it kind of sounds like shit now because it's picking up everything. But
the like a little microphone thing we could have used. You should have told me. Look at that.
Now, the editing portion of this new app mm-hmm. is way more difficult. It would be easier if I had like a mouse to click, but okay. because it's on a phone, I have my thumb. So it's harder, and it's just it's gonna make for better shows because okay. I can do better stuff with it, but it's more complicated. And now with this app, 2 hours is turning into 4 or 5 hours,
okay,
which is a pain in the ass. But then I got to thinking, where did the Boss Jock app go? So I start reading some reviews of the app I just purchased for $10. It's the same thing. It's the same company. It's the same app. So instead of offering an update to the customers that already had the app for $15, they decide we're going to close up shop and open this for $10. Fuck them. And fuck this. And fuck the extra 2 hours of my goddamn life for this bullshit. And I don't even know if this is going to be listenable because I also forgot the headphones I need to plug into this to monitor our voices.
Yeah.
Because if you use the Apple headphones that come with the microphone, it won't record. It'll just... Everything sucks. Everything's...
Life's been tough, man. It's been a while since we've done this. You've gone through some shit, I've heard. Yeah, it's...
Wait, what shit have I gone through?
The tree falling on your car.
Oh, a tree fell on the car, which people,
some of
the
people... You said 37 little things, man.
37?
Death by a thousand cuts. Okay, that's what you're going through right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay. I made a list of fucking horrible things.
All right.
No, so, I'm on a diet because I've been fat for a while.
Uh-huh.
I've never felt fat. Like, right. Like, I've never felt like...
You want to go to the gym with me?
No.
I can take a person free.
Yeah, not this person.
Just give it a try.
Not this person. Not going to the gym.
Well, you can just use the massage chair.
I might go to the gym.
All right.
I might go to the gym. So I have this diet. It's probably called something. I don't know if you've heard it, but it's probably got like a name.
All right.
But it's when you fast every day for 16 hours and you have the 8-hour window where you can actually...
Oh, the like keto diet thing?
I don't think so, though, because as far as the diet goes...
Ketones?
As far as the diet goes, I'm not doing anything special. I'm just trying not to eat shitty foods.
Okay.
I'm pretty much eating whatever I want. I'm just not eating as much.
Okay.
So my 8-hour window to eat is between noon and 8 p.m. That's when I'm usually the most active, so mm-hmm. I figure I can burn some of those calories, whatever, right? It is ruining my life. I'm so hungry right now. It feels like
it's
I haven't...
It's not noon yet, yeah.
It is not noon, and here's the worst part. At 8:01 mm-hmm. is when I get into a rage... I will eat a complete meal, and I'll try to time it out to where, like, it ends at 7:59. At 8:01, I'm starving. I'm pissed off because I know I can't eat, and I'm fucking angry. But I felt fat for the first time. Yeah. I'm sitting here, and I get up from a chair, and I'm like, and I take this deep breath, and I need it to. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, God. Like this is the... You know what? Fucking Luke Perry. Fuck him for dying because... I start this diet. I'm like, I got to get in the shape. I want to be around my kid. I don't want to die. And then Luke Perry, who's in better shape than I've ever been.
Great shape, yeah.
He fucking dies. And I'm like, I should just eat cakes right now.
Eat all the cakes you want.
I'm going to die at 50, no matter fucking what. So that's bothering me a little bit. But now I do have a birthday bone to pick with you.
Oh, let's pick some birthday bones.
Yeah, I'm picking a birthday bone. Oh, by the way, before we get into that, my cousin is spying on us right now. As we speak, there's a guy on a motorcycle that he's driven by 4 times since I've been here, stares at me and leaves. And at first I'm like, who the fuck is that guy? And why does he, it's my cousin who keeps driving by me. For no reason. He's not sent a message or like, hey, I saw you at the park or whatever. He's just driving by like a creepy motherfucker on his motorcycle right now. So if he comes back again, that's the dude.
All right.
That's the guy. He's wearing a flannel shirt with a stupid black helmet.
Stupid black helmet.
Yeah. Okay, but back to the birthday bone.
Okay, go for it.
So the other day, I noticed on Facebook uh-huh. that a lot of people are wishing you happy birthday. And my first thought is, well, I'm not that much of an asshole. All of these people are wrong. So I'm going, I think I missed his birthday. So I send you a text message.
Yeah.
Apologizing for missing the birthday and then wishing you a happy birthday. And then you even point out that you also didn't mention my birthday.
So no, I forgot your birthday so a couple weeks ago.
So yeah. We're both kind of shitty people.
I remembered your birthday, like, as in, like, because I was putting away the Coach DVD on your birthday. And I was like, I didn't have any money at the time, but I'm like, I should get that for him. And then I remembered... I don't have any money. I was like,
and
damn it.
I don't have a DVD player.
Oh, wow. Thank you for letting me know now. Because I was really like looking at it going like, oh, shit, mm-hmm. I should get him that.
You would have wasted what little money you had on a gift that I seriously couldn't watch it. You would have cost me money.
And by the time I think I talked to you next, it had already been a week, and I think that's too long.
It is too long.
Yeah, to be like, oh, hey, sorry about your birthday last week. So
let me check this recorder, make sure we're still going. Yes, we are. Okay, that probably sounds terrible because it's picked. Okay, so we had our conversation, our five text message back and forth. I thought, okay, fine. He's a dick. I'm a dick. I forgot. Whatever. Then it was brought to my attention that in a podcast, an episode of this very show, you mentioned that your birthday. Now, don't correct me yet. I want to find out who I'm mad at.
Okay.
But you mentioned someone told me that on this very show, you mentioned that your birthday was March 8th, which would be tomorrow as we record this. So now I'm upset.
Okay.
I'm upset because I think, one, I'm still upset you forgot my birthday, so fuck you for that. Number two.
I didn't forget your birthday. I just didn't tell you happy birthday.
Number two, I think that I mistakenly forgot your birthday a week in advance, and you accepted my apology without even correcting me.
Okay.
I mean, make no mistake about it. I would have forgotten your birthday.
Okay.
If I didn't make that mistake. So, what is it?
It's March 3rd.
March 3rd. Yeah. Okay. So some asshole that listens to the show, John Noble, gets me all, he gets me heated. I don't need another thing to be bothered by.
Yeah, no, no, I don't know where he got March 8th from.
I'm going to ask him to tell me what episode it was when he said that. I think I was trying to guess what your birthday was, and I believe he thinks you said it was March 8th.
Mm-mm. March 3rd.
Okay, we'll go back to the tapes.
I had a great birthday weekend too.
What'd you do?
It was amazing. So I went to Sacramento with my friend.
That doesn't sound amazing right now.
Went to a Kings Clippers game. Okay. Where we sat.
Still not amazing.
Fourth row, right behind the Clippers.
I saw you guys. Holy on TV. Shit! Of course I did. I'm not gonna watch a Clippers game.
It was Clippers Kings game too. It was a great, but like Doc Rivers is right there getting angry the whole time. He's the coach of the Clippers. Mm-hmm. Fun day. So
I was when you said Doc Rivers, I had heard the name before, but I'm thinking. Is that a DJ?
Is that a DJ? He better be DJing. That's why he moved to LA. Saturday, went to a place called Sacramento Floats, or it's called Capital Floats.
Is it a root beer float place?
It is a sensory deprivation tank. Like spa.
Okay, before I make fun of you for this.
Go ahead.
I first have to know, what is it? Like, what do you,
so,
what's the point?
So, like, when you're laying down in bed, no matter how soft or comfy your bed is.
Mm-hmm. Not very. I've had it since 1997.
There's pressure points.
Mm-hmm.
Zero pressure points in this tank. It's so, not like a pool. It's like 10 inches of water filled with salt. So you float. Like half of your body is above it the entire
time.
You
have to be wet?
You're in there naked. Nope. You're in this tank. So like there's this like, you go in this little room. That's got a shower and a thing and a bench. And then right on the wall of the shower is this hatch that you pull open, and then inside there's the tank. Super warm water.
Like a morgue, like a wet morgue.
You get in there, close the hatch, turn off all the lights. There's no lights. They play like some weird, trippy music that you can listen to, but you can turn that off at any moment.
Can you choose what music you hear?
Yeah, they've got a selection of music you can choose from.
But is it like? Can I get some smooth jazz? Can I get some?
I think there's
Nova?
Some jazz. I wanted some. I've been listening to, my friend suggested it. It's called Monster Rally. It's like Hawaiian instrumental over soft beats. It's perfect for just chilling.
Ooh, what is it called?
Monster Rally. I think you would like that.
I'm gonna try it.
I like it in the background when I'm doing stuff. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, my thing was like, I'm gonna try to get some of this in there. But they're like, no, we have a selection here. And she's like, this is your first time. We recommend this because we don't want to overload you. Because they got one where it's like, it's got astrophysicists, philosophers, like, talking. So, like, you can hear a bunch of philosophy as you're doing
this.
I didn't want to do that.
This is why I don't like this stuff. The only reason I would do any of this shit is to just not freak out for 45 minutes or whatever.
It's an hour.
Okay.
You're in this tank for an hour, and it was amazing.
I don't know, man.
Because I was trying to keep, like, my head above water for some reason. Like, I had my chin tucked, like I'm taking a bump in wrestling.
Yeah.
Once I let that go, and you realize...
Because that's a reference everyone will understand.
So, like, once I let my neck go and, like, just kind of, like, relax, my arms, like, everything that was connected to it just relaxed and loosened up. And I was like a goddamn fish in the ocean, man. I was gliding. My mind just wanted, like, an hour went by so quickly.
I don't know, man.
It felt so great. And then, by, like, getting out of there, it was like...
Why do you have to be naked?
You get to be naked. Anyway.
Why do you have to be? I'm uncomfortable when I'm naked.
But you're all by yourself. There's nobody else in
there. No, not for those reasons. Like, I just, like, I've never slept naked before. Okay. I don't see the point. Like, I like to have things, like, strapped down, man. Okay, you know why people, like, that new craze or the new trend, like, the weighted blankets? There's a reason that works. You like to be taken care of, my dick included. I like to have something keeping it from going wherever it wants to go, especially if it's floating. I don't want that.
Your dick's above the water. It doesn't even get in the water, like, unless you dip down.
What it sounds like, you've just described the world's most boring water slide to me.
It's so amazing. You're, like, you know how sometimes when you have your eyes closed and you see, like, these geometric shapes and stuff?
Nope.
Or anyway, some people get that. I was flying through those like that. Like, I was in space. Just completely let my mind go. It was an amazing experience.
I'm glad you had
fun. And then after that.
Actual birthday.
Then I might have done an edible before going into that too.
It's done. It doesn't cancel out. No, it's tainted.
And then afterwards, we went to the Capital City Beer Fest. We were going to drink beer and eat barbecue for like 4 hours.
Sounds like you had a great time.
It's a great time.
I'm glad you did. And I'm sorry that I missed your birthday.
Don't be.
And I'm all my head's on a swivel for my cousin still. I can't focus on anything because I'm so.
It was as fantastic a weekend as it gets.
Well, we've had two separate. Here's the thing. Whenever like things start getting to me, I always tell myself, you don't have huge problems in your life.
Yeah.
You're not homeless. Your kid is healthy. The important stuff is there. But when every other thing is continuously fucking up, and everything's breaking. Also, the other like mm-hmm. I have the Patreon account, right?
Yeah.
For some reason, Patreon says, "Hey, you know the thing you've been doing forever, the way you've been doing it? Well, that's just not working, and we're not going to tell you why." So I was unable to upload audio to the Patreon, right?
Yeah.
That's a big problem when you're selling podcasts. So I say, okay, fine. I know how to fix this. I will put the podcast, the audio. I'll add another hour to the whole editing thing, and I'll just make videos of it, and I'll post that up there. Cool. Except the app I use to make the video, it decides for no reason to stop working. So now I have a Patreon that offers nothing to no one with no explanation or reasons why
that should be the description of the Patreon.
I offer nothing to no one.
Please subscribe.
So all this shit is happening like one after the other. And I'm so hungry, and I'm so tired, and I can't do it. And then I hear that my good friend Jinx his cock's just floating in salt, and he's having a good time at the Clippers game. And it just,
Great weekend.
20 minutes, I have to close my eyes and squeeze something and go, your kid is healthy, you're not dead. Your kid is healthy, you're not dead. Because I'm going to kill somebody.
Even like, because my car was messing up before I left for the trip, so I ran a car.
Did we talk about that on this? Your car once again is costing more money?
Yeah, it's costing me $1,400 right now. Hopefully it'll be done today.
At what point is it cheaper to get another car?
I tried last week to like trade it in, but I owe way too much on the car apparently.
And counting, you're gonna owe even more. Probably by this time next year, you'll.
And they're like, "Oh, do you have a terrible credit score?" I'm like, "Yeah." It was one of those things where like they sent you like some marketing thing sent me a text message
mm-hmm.
like, "Hey, no matter how bad your credit is, we can work with
That's
you."
That's always bullshit.
And I'm like, "Well, I'm about to test this shit right now." And I'm like,
Jinx took him to the limit on that promise.
It's like, hey, I owe so much here, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, just come in for a test drive. We'll work it out. You'll be amazed at what we can do. I'm like, once again, I got an afternoon to kill.
I have several afternoons to kill.
So I go do the test drive, and I'm like, the whole time during the test drive, he's like, what do you like? I'm all, look, if you can make this work, I will sign. I don't care. Like,
do it.
Let's do this. But I'm telling you, it's not going to work. And like, he's going through, because like, my whole car loan is two loans in one because I combined it back when my car was running well, and I'm like, oh, this would be cool. Get it down to one lower monthly payment. So in order to buy out the car, I would have to pay like $4,000 more than I owe on the car.
More than it's worth?
Yeah, more than it's worth.
At this point?
Yeah, so like to trade it in, I'm already in the hole. And so they're like, and then the credit score, and then they're all like, oh, what kind of down payment do you got? I'm like, oh, dude, I got about like $300 in the bank. And they're like, oh, we usually are looking for a little bit more than that. Well, I told you before I came over here, I had nothing. And
you said it was okay.
Yeah, you were like, let's just get here. And he's all, what about cosigners? I'm all, nope, just by myself.
And, did I mention that most of my friends are also losers?
Yeah, I could have asked some people, but I think I still owe them money from last time I skipped out on them.
I would totally be a cosigner for you, but they would just add more money to the car. It would be worth.
So it was great. It was one of those things where like the main boss was like looking at me, he's all, man, I hate to turn people away. And I'm like, all right, cool. I told you about this beforehand. Like, there was no surprises from my end.
You don't hate to, or else you wouldn't do it.
We can just do this right now. How's your guys' credit? let's sign this.
You ready to get into the episode?
Let's go.
All right,
you didn't send me anything.
Yes, I did, but it was a long time ago.
You sent me that, was it the borrowing money thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we'll do the Yahoo answers. I'm pretty sure I've sent them to you, but it was a long time ago, and we've canceled and we moved. Whatever. I'll read them. You can come up with some Jinx quality answers.
So low.
All right, Yahoo answers. We go there every episode. We get the dumbest of the dumb, and we got some fucking stupid ones this time. We got what might be the dumbest fucking question I've ever read. Oh, we'll start with that one.
Mm-hmm.
First one is 70 minutes just an hour and 20 minutes? Are you stupid? How dumb do you have to be? Like, just simple math could figure that out for you, right? Is 70 minutes just an hour and 20 minutes? No, you fucking asshole. No, it's not.
I had a customer at work. We sell these string lights of, like, the LED lights you put, like, behind a TV, or you can string them up around your room.
Like,
or
whatever. Decorative, whatever.
Kind of, yeah. And, like, we have one that says 12 feet, mm-hmm. one that says 65 inches. They're, which one's longer? I'm all...
Now, I will say this. I don't know which one of those is longer.
You want to do the quick math?
Nope. I don't.
You're just gonna leave that there?
Yeah.
You're just gonna leave that there?
Yeah. But you have to admit, you're going inches to feet here.
Okay.
Right?
You're going minutes to hours.
Well, but I'm saying 70 minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the exact same problem.
No. What I'm saying.
The exact same
what
problem.
What I'm saying is it's pretty common knowledge that 60 minutes is an hour. Like
I don't know how to tell you this. It's pretty common knowledge that 12 inches is a foot.
Yeah, but you didn't say that. You said, you did. Yeah. I'm saying there's more math that went into that guy's problem than this. Because
it's the exact same amount of math. It's the exact same amount of math.
I'm having a bad week, okay? You can't go in some cryo chamber.
It's the exact same thing.
You take a date.
Coming out of there, like coming out of the hatch, I'm slimy. I don't know what's going on. It's like I'm being born again, and like I've got no muscles from being like, weightless for an hour. It's like just crawling out of the hatch.
You know what? There was like a 10% chance I might actually do this until you said when I came out I was slimy. Done.
Well, 0% it's like salt, chance. It's water, it's a ton of Epsom salt, and then like a little bit of
0% chance saline. I do not want to be slimy after anything. Do you understand that? Nothing. That's why I never went to Double Dare. That is the reason why.
So, you've turned down several of their offers.
I did. You know what? A free pair of BK whatever those pumps.
Oh yeah.
Not worth it to be slimy.
British Knights.
Yes, that's right. Everything's cooler at night. Even the Brits. That's not true. All right. Next question.
All right.
why do some people not want children?
Easy, man. Have you seen kids lately?
Yeah, it's because they've spent time with children. I would assume.
I like the kids I hang out with.
That sounds creepy and weird.
I can
creepy,
leave anytime.
Okay, I'm glad you added that point.
I can leave at any time. It's like, I can see my cousins, which I love. I'm like, hey, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Even my friends' kids are cool. But also at the same time, I don't have to discipline them.
Nope.
I don't have to, like, provide for their safety at any point.
And you don't really have to care. Like, I'm sure you care about these kids.
I do care, but, like, and it's an optional care. But and like, an optional care is much better than being forced to have to care.
But it's like, if you, okay, so you say your friend's kids are cool, right?
Yeah.
If your friend's kid, if he pulled a pet cemetery and got taken out by a wayward semi,
yeah,
it would bum you out, yeah. Wouldn't ruin your life. like you wouldn't be in therapy for the rest of your goddamn life. Your kid has the ability to destroy you.
Yeah.
Whether it wants to or not. And a lot of times they get into those teens and they go out of their way to destroy you. I will say this. There's arguments for like having kids and not. Because baby, mm-hmm. Nobody likes a baby. I don't care what you say. I do not care what you say. If you've ever been told, I love spending time with and around my baby, you are being lied to. Or you're speaking to someone who is not fit to be around a baby because it sucks. It's 100% you giving something to a thing. You have to constantly watch it because they'll just die. They'll just die. They can't do anything without dying. They're loud. They're covered. For a year and a half of my life, I started every day at 3:00 in the morning by touching somebody else's shit. I would wake up. Not to an alarm, mind you. I would wake up to the sound of horrifying crying, and within 5 minutes, I would know that that person's shit would be on my body, and sometimes I wouldn't know it was on my body or where on my body it was at until someone pointed it out to me. Horrible. Babies.
That's all you gotta know about why people don't have kids right now.
Babies are terrible. But then you get kid. Like, I have a 10-year-old. She's fucking great. Now, I think I did get lucky. She's not, like, super unhealthy, and she's not a dick. She's just fun.
Yeah.
And I realize some kids are not so much fun, so I did get lucky there. But you have a person, personality. They can eat by themselves. They can bathe by themselves. You don't have to worry about them dying. When she was a baby, I honestly worried. I was honestly checking every 5 to 10 minutes if they were dead or not. And that was my life for 3 years, to make sure that something wasn't dead. It's terrible. Don't fucking have kids. But at the same time, you get there's a sense of accomplishment for, you know, doing a good job and raising a child.
Okay. And also there's environmental factors. Like, if you don't have any kids, you're doing wonders for the environment.
Right.
The world needs less people.
If you think about, did I tell you my three strikes plan? See, murdering would be my go-to to clean up this world. Like, listen, I'm not saying we go full Hitler. I'm saying we take bits and pieces of his plan. I'm not saying we single out this genocide thing to a, you know, to a one, let's call them breeds. I'm saying we should all be taken out. But here's the thing. I'm saying you get three, your bloodline gets three strikes.
Okay.
So, for example, you get to the age of 40 to either invent or cure. So if you've not cured a disease, or and when I say invent, I don't mean like something to sell on QVC.
Yeah, like when you say invent, like I fucking yesterday stocked phone holders that you hold on your neck.
No.
So you don't have to use that. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I'm talking.
How does that get past two meetings?
In fact, I think we don't give you the three strikes if you are someone who invented the phone holder.
Yeah.
I'm talking cotton gin. I'm talking internet. I'm talking steam engine, you know?
Those are tough invents, though, man.
Yes, that's my point. With my three strikes rule, most of us aren't going to make the cut.
Yeah.
That's just how it's going to be. So, like, take my family, for example. My parents, they're not bad people, but I'm their biggest accomplishment. That's not good. That is
your
not...
brother's got something to say about that.
Yeah, well, he can keep fighting. All I'm saying is, my parents, while have not done anything to make the world a worse place, didn't come close to making this world a better place, so they failed, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you move on to me. I'm not 40 yet. I got 4 years to go. Safe bet, I'm not going to do it either. I'll be honest with you, Jinx. I'm not even working on anything. I don't even have anything on the back burner. So I'm probably not going to do it.
You're watching this pitch in. You're like, this is for the daughter.
So
the
now my daughter, she's 10. She's got 30 years to create or invent or cure. And, I mean, listen, chances are it's not going to go that way. She likes to draw. Listen, you know, art's important. But so when she's 40.
You're not getting a wave on Gary's three strikes system.
So when she's 40 and she's gone on to do nothing, she gets sterilized, I get sterilized, so I can't create anymore. Anything we've created in that time frame, if I put another one out, which is not going to happen, but all sterilized, I don't think my dad at that point would need to be sterilized, because I don't think he's going to be around to celebrate my daughter's 30th, but if he is, we're at least going to kick him in the crotch one time. And we're done, because we've proven that our bloodline, our DNA, cannot create anything worth anything, right? On the grand scheme of things, like, my daughter might be a great person, you know, I can podcast with the best of them, and my dad didn't, you know, he's not racist, but that's not enough, Jinx.
I was trying to think of something for your family name, to be like your motto, like, Gil Strap Up, but then I thought, thinking of shitty gifts... How are you not marketing a Gil Strap On?
I don't know how. Like, I don't.
I don't know either. But that there you go. There's a name for it. That just might get you to avoid the sterilization process.
No, man. That's
you got 4 years.
Are you telling me sex toys is what's going to do it? Take us to the next level? No.
It helped the internet.
Yeah, which was invented by someone whose bloodline can continue.
You're just going to ride that stream. That's the tagline for the Gil Strap On.
Ride that string. All right, next question.
All right.
Oh, by the way, do you want kids eventually in your
life? Maybe.
See, I think you got it figured out.
Okay.
I think you like your friends' kids.
Yeah.
And you like your niece and nephews or whatever the fuck, you know, cousins, that kind of thing. That's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Cool Uncle.
Yeah, and
cool
I don't,
Uncle Jinx.
I don't have the...
Please like tell me they call you Uncle Jinx.
Mostly, yeah. It's funny because, like, though my little cousins are my cousins, but sometimes they'll be like, oh, it's Uncle Chris, and it's like... It's funny.
You don't know how family works.
Yeah. Well, like, because me and their mom, she's my aunt. But, like, growing up, since we were the same age, everybody would just be like, oh, we saw your cousin the other day. And, like, we always have to correct the people. Like, we're not cousins.
I get that. I have some cousins that are, like, old people. And it's like, I don't feel right about calling you a cousin. You seem like an uncle to me because you are 40 years older than me. But, you know, family be fucking, so I don't know how to fix it.
It's a weird thing. Yeah, and it's like, I don't have that need to be like, oh, my name's got to live on, or like, my genes got to be passed on. Look at this. As I point, like, tell the listener that I am pointing to myself, mm-hmm. waving over myself. These ain't great genes. They can die off. It's perfectly fine. And the name, I'm not crazy about, so who gives a shit?
Plus, if Kevin Owens keeps dropping the pounds, you're going to have no cosplay.
Oh, my God. You're going to have no... Kevin Owens and Kevin Smith.
But Kevin Smith was like, it was against his will to lose all the weight.
Yeah, like, but he's the one I got the most looks like.
I think you look more like a Kevin Owens.
Right now, I do. Yeah, I think I do. Because yeah. I trimmed the beard up a bit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Got the spiked hair.
Yeah. I'm waiting for your nonsensical babyface turn any day now. Makes no sense. Okay, I don't want kids, for the record.
Cool. A little late on that.
There's one reason. There's only one reason to have a child, and that is the reason I went with, which was by accident. I did not plan it. I mean, it worked out good. Glad it happened.
Yeah.
Totally was not my initial plan to do that. Only one reason to have more than one kid, which is to pick favorites and to add a little competition into the house. And there's only one reason to have more than two kids, which is you're starting some sort of in-house softball team.
Gotcha.
And you want to do it all grassroots. But other than that, don't fucking have them. We have too many people. We would have no... Listen, it would be hot in the summertime and cold in the wintertime if like half of us weren't fucking here. And by my three strikes plan, in 100 years, we're going to go from a 6 billion to like 1 million, and it's going to be great. No lines at the movies, although way less movies. But still.
I mean, yeah, so we're just trying to say we're Team Thanos here.
Yeah. He wasn't wrong. He wasn't. It's just the way he went about. Actually, he was pretty fair about what he did.
He's like, here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Here's where I need to do it. Why are you guys fighting me on this?
He was not wrong. He's not as, you know, charismatic as Robert Downey Jr., yep. So we fight against. All right, next question. This is another stupid one. Should I get a cat or a dog?
It's whatever you want.
Well, my answer is neither.
Okay.
Get a Tamagotchi. You can have whatever you want. Like that. No stains on the...
It's like whatever you're into. Like look at your...
lifestyle.
Look at your lifestyle and also... Like, if you're not going to be home a lot, cat's the way to go.
Yep.
Because cat doesn't give a shit if you're there or not.
And you don't need to...
Just make sure the food's there, you're fine.
It's not going to create a big mess.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not there, just, you know, you clean your bowl out once in a while, you're fine, man.
Get one of those timed feeder things where, like, you know, it releases it every once in a while. That can't be more than a coffee maker.
Yeah, if you need more of a companion, you're going to be home a lot, you want something to go with you a lot, like if you're alone, get a dog.
I got to say, and I normally shit all over the people who, like, rescue the dog. He rescued me.
Yeah, just go to the pound.
But get an old one.
Yeah.
Like, if you get a fucking old-ass dog, because honestly, first of all, variety's the spice of life. You get to get a new one every couple years. Two, they're not going to fuck up your house. They're old. They're done. They've had it. They're chewing on your shit. Their days beyond them. You can't teach an old dog new tricks because what's the point?
Yeah.
But don't get like a fucking sick one. A lot of times, my problem with the animals is it's like people spend so much. Like if I had, I have a cat. I have a cat. Mm-hmm. If I find out that my cat needs an operation, it is not getting it. It's not getting the operation. I'm going to look my cat in the eye and say, you're going to die because I'm not going to pay for this operation. Even if I have the money is what we're talking about here. If it's over, okay. If it's $100, cat gets to live.
Yeah.
If it's 101,
like, no.
You walked into my yard. I didn't even pay you. Yeah. There's no way I'm giving you an operation. I might YouTube a video to see if I can do it myself. That might happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know.
See what happens.
Might want to roll the dice. You're dying. The doctor said you're dying.
Yeah.
Let me cut you up.
Let's try it.
But,
it's a little weird, but yeah, I totally understand that frame of mind. Like, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it.
Some people are taking, like, bunnies and shit, and they're getting treatment for animals that only live 3 years. It's like, wow.
Yeah. My mom was all upset once as my grandma is old school. Or was.
I just thought you were going to say, because my grandma's old. It's like, yeah, that's how most of them come that way.
She was old school, and like, you know, the bunnies my mom was raising, she's like, yeah, we're eating those, and she killed them and ate them. I mean, stew, that's what it was for.
Yeah, I don't see.
Like, yeah. She's like, no, this is why we have the bunnies. It's not so that we can go. And then my mom was like, oh, I couldn't believe she killed them. It's like,
but if you know that that's why they're there, you should not get upset.
Yeah.
That's why kids on a... I think I like people who grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
Because they fucking get it. It's like, listen, there's a... You can sleep on my bed. You can shed on my couch, but if I have to spend $1,000 on an operation, there's a reason I have pants.
Yeah.
There's a reason I was chosen to wear pants, and you have fur, and you eat shit, and you're gross. I'm sorry.
Nope.
I will make sure that the rest of your life is the best ever, except for the operation part.
That's going to be quick.
Yep. By the way, get a cat every time, even if you want to have some companionship, because guess what? Dogs are annoying. Your dog especially is one of the most annoying animals I've ever been around. Your dog sucks so much. You don't need your dog as much as your dog it needs a companion.
Mm-hmm. That's why it makes me feel special. Like,
we need to use animals.
I'll be heading home and it's like, oh, dude, when I get home, my dog's gonna be so excited to see me.
Jesus Christ, you're sad. Okay, next question.
Tell me about it.
Next question. Yeah. Should immigrants be forced to learn English? Controversial topic.
So I'm assuming they're thinking about immigrants coming to America?
I guess.
Cool. Why don't they learn the American language? Oh, there is no American language, dumbass.
Well, I will say
this. Yeah, you're English. Did you come here and did you learn fucking any native language?
Fired up.
Any at all. No, we speak English from a fucking country called England because we immigrated here. So if they want to speak Spanish the entire time, fucking go for it.
Now,
I hate that whole idea of why don't you learn English? Because English is a foreign language. It's a foreign language. You've decided not to learn any native language either.
Yet
these motherfuckers are like, they're complaining, like, learn it or what, leave it. Like, same to you, asshole.
What I like.
Let me hear some Choctaw real quick. Speak some Choctaw. If you can't, get back on the fucking Mayflower. Get the fuck out.
I'm almost positive that there's no such thing as Choctaw. I'm gonna
check it out. It's a tribe in Oklahoma.
I'm kidding there. I heard the song.
Yes.
Here's what people don't seem to think about.
I fucking hate that. Dude, there's no American language. Get out of here.
I just don't. Have you ever tried to learn a language?
Yeah, and I failed miserably.
So,
speak very little Spanish.
I am on the foreigner side here. Yes. I'm on the immigrant side where 100%. I say a lot of them are dumb. Just as dumb as me, and you can't learn a language.
It's tough. And then even when it's like, so I'm helping somebody that speaks mostly Spanish, they barely know any English, and it's better than any Spanish that I have ever learned in my life. And they're able to convey what they need and speak to me in a way that's like, okay, cool.
I think I'm better at Spanish than you. Like, I can understand.
Probably. I'm not good at Spanish at all. I can ask you if you need a warranty. That's about it.
I can understand a lot more than I can speak.
Okay.
Without people, a lot of times people have to go out of their fucking way and, like, point at the thing. But I can understand a lot of it. But, like, if we were in Mexico right now, first of all, I feel like our numbers would be better download-wise. I feel like they support their people a little bit better than you guys. But I could get us into a hotel. I could order us some food. I can find out where we're going to the next thing enough, right?
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. And again, I don't want to agree with these racist assholes, but wouldn't you try, though? Like, wouldn't your life be better?
I think the assumption is that they don't. But they do, like, more than anything, I think they do.
I knew a guy who was pretty adamant about not trying. By the way.
But that's at a point where it's like he found it, like, somebody's found out, like, guess what, I did try. It's not happening. Which I totally understand. Like, hey, look, I've tried. It's not happening.
Anyone who feels like anyone who comes to this country and should be forced to, first of all, you cannot force me how to fix my sink.
Yeah.
It ain't happening. You can give me all of the teaching you want. It's still going to get clogged, and I'm still going to have to call some dude to fix it. But I don't know. I think if you can, though.
I don't think they do. I think for the most part.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think you can force someone, but I do think you should learn the language where you go.
First of all, this is Mexico first.
If I migrate to Canada, I'm going to learn how to speak slower. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna learn how to not be such an asshole.
It's just always bothered me, like, because it's like, why don't you learn English? It's like, English is a foreign language.
Yeah. But
it's from England.
Okay.
Hence the fucking name.
See, when people get fired up like this, I feel the need.
I get fired up because it's like, why don't you speak American? Why don't you speak American? There's no American language.
Listen, the guy who wrote this, and it's gotta be a guy, the guy who wrote this, clearly a racist asshole, but you get what he's saying. It's English because this is the primary language. He's not saying that English is our. I mean, he does feel that way.
Yeah, he does feel that way.
100% feels that way. But you know what he means, like.
English, it doesn't mean he's right.
No, he's stupid. All but right, I'm saying, what do you want him to say? Learn all the languages.
I want him to say, like, try your best, buddy. Like, be more supportive about it.
Oh, here's one. Another controversial question.
Let's do it.
Which job is more dangerous, police officer or fireman? What do you think? Like, if right now, if we had to go chase after a criminal or put out a or jump into a burning building, which would you rather do?
Chase a criminal.
See, I'm going the other way.
And I think it's a real close call, like, because the dangers are different. But to go into a burning building, like, obviously to save somebody, it's tough, it's dangerous.
I'd rather deal with elemental, right? Because you have, like, a fire, fairly predictable. You know what burns and what doesn't, right?
I mean, but also, like, there's an element of,
Okay, listen.
I like the idea that,
the fire's not
going
to shoot me when I just want to get its license.
But, like, I like the idea of, like, being able to reason, like, and you can reason with a person, even in the most unreasonable state, better than you can a fire.
True, but you can't, like a fire, you walk into a burning building, you are aware that your life is in danger.
Yes.
If I pull you over because you were speeding, my life could be in danger.
That's what I'm saying.
I just don't know
it yet. That's why why are you saying the fire is more dangerous?
I'm saying the fire is probably more dangerous across the board. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like a car thief isn't going to take
that's
out.
That's why you said, like, why would you rather? I'd rather go after the criminal because the fire's thing.
I know, but I'm saying, like okay. Like
hold up. You're trying to get on both sides of this argument.
No. I'm taking it on the journey. like a fire, more dangerous.
Okay.
But it's a danger that I can understand. It's I know how to solve it.
How would you solve a fire?
You apply water to
it's not
it.
Water.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I assume if I went to firefighter school, by the way, you know I'm...
I assume if I've gotten all the facts right,
okay,
I'd be able to do this.
Do you want to know the only two reasons why I would choose firefighter over police?
Go for it.
Nothing to do with the danger, has nothing to do with the job. I like chili, and I like sliding down that pole. That's the two. Because honestly, also, for the lazy people in the world, there's not a fire constantly.
This is true.
Like, if you're a firefighter, a lot of your job is just going to, like, is fucking making chili. That's what I want
to
do.
Making chili and then going to different places, make sure their fire codes are up to
date. Yeah. Cops are kind of...
Which I don't understand. Like, if you go to a goddamn Walmart, they have two sliding doors. One's always locked. Even though above it says, this door to remain unlocked during business hours.
Right.
Why the fuck is it not unlocked?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I work there. I don't know. I always point it out. Well, why isn't this... Why can't I go out the store? The fuck?
And then some dumbass probably answers, because it's closed.
It's locked. It says it's supposed to be unlocked during business hours.
I do think, though, firefighters, they don't get enough credit.
Uh-huh.
Well, one, you can't be corrupt. Like, there's no such thing as a corrupt, unless you watch Backdraft. But, like, there's no such thing as, like, a corrupt firefighter, right?
Yeah.
But there's lots of corrupt cops. But also, we don't get news stories... of, like, look at what this cool cop did. He just did his job, right? We don't see that on the news. We only see, look at this bullshit cop that shot another black dude. So yeah. we only get to see the awful cops in the news. We never get to see a cop that literally let that guy go, even though he was speeding a little bit. Like, we never get that guy. He's never on the news. But whenever we see the firefighters, it's always positive. This guy saved some lives. Cops, this guy took a life. That's the difference.
Gotcha.
So I will say that the cops don't get so much of a fair shake because we only focus on the negative of the cops and the positive of the firefighters.
I think it goes with a lot of jobs. Like, you only get, like, pointed out if you do terrible.
Not really, because the firefighters, no one ever blames the firefighters when they didn't save the building. So fuck that guy.
Hey, we tried.
We did. Hey, you did. Yeah, you jumped into flame. But the building's still gone, so fuck you, asshole. And no one's ever, like, taken out their aggression on a African-American fire. it's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not saving this one. No.
Fuck.
No. What neighborhood is that fire? Yeah, well, it's cool. Let me put it this way. Do they skateboard or do they play double dutch? Because I might take my time getting the hose. That's all I'm saying. All right, next up. This is stupid. This is just a bored person. What is your favorite 80s song? Just a guy. How bored do you have to be in your life? Like, I guess I'm going to ask the world
what their favorite... What year did Safety Dance come out?
82?
That's it.
Safety Dance? You going with Safety Dance?
Safety Dance, Man Without Hats, yeah. It's the first record I ever bought.
You didn't buy it in the 80s, though.
No.
You can dance if you want. That one?
Yep.
You see the video? Yes. It looks like a Renaissance fair. Yeah. Took a 5-minute break. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a very easy song.
Now let me ask you: are Men Without Hats? That's a condom reference, right? That's like fucking without a condom.
Is it?
I believe that's what it is. I think it's called, like, men would be your cock, and then without a hat would be sans condom, I believe.
Okay.
Are they one of those bands that where it's like, they're so much better, but none of their other songs got any play? Or is it just...
If I could tell you I've heard another song, even though I have their whole album,
mm-hmm.
I only heard it. It's Safety Dance's track one, side one. Never gotten to track two.
Because another, like, a band similar to that, Men at Work,
uh-huh.
they're great.
Yeah.
There's so many great songs, but it's just the two that you've ever fucking heard on the radio.
I think I've said it before, but, like, I remember I was going to this jazz fest until in Three Rivers, a mm-hmm. town... A little off the road here.
And in Pittsburgh.
I was with my friend Jason, who I actually hung out with this weekend in Sacramento.
Is he still floating in that?
No, he didn't go to the tanks with us. Me and my friend Oscar did.
Oxcar did. And Jason, who I think Jason's come up before, and I think I enjoy Jason, from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah. We were driving back from the thing, and, like, he has the Best of Men at Work, CDN.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have their two hit songs.
And then there was
a pause, and then he just looks at us and goes, that's right, guys. They have more than two songs.
They do.
And then boom.
They're fucking great. All of their songs are good. Yep. Not all of their songs, but if you got the Best of, you probably heard 12 new songs you never heard before, mm-hmm. that are all pretty great. But I got to go Spandau Ballet. True. I love that song. It's great. There's nothing. It's just a pleasant song. Because there's a lot of 80s music that's just not good. Mm-hmm. It's just... by the way, I love how people are turning on Michael Jackson, finally.
Oh, yeah.
I've been against that guy. Well, first of all, I've never suggested we should not listen to Michael Jackson music, because...
It's like, the music's done. It's like, it's the person that you can hate.
I think once the person's dead,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and enjoy their shit, right? Because...
They're not getting any money out of it.
The song didn't rape nobody. Just listen to Thriller. It's a good song. But, like, in R. Kelly's case, it's like, no, he's still doing stuff, and you're still letting him do stuff, and you're still buying his music.
Yeah.
By the way, I never knew...
I watched his interview on CBS this morning.
The greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
He's the biggest piece of shit in the world.
He was like blaming the dad. He's like, why would you bring your daughter to my concert?
And
why would you bring her?
I love at one point...
What did you expect me to do? You expect me not to fuck your daughter? You brought her to the concert.
To be fair,
that's
though,
like his whole argument.
I will say this. To R. Kelly's credit, if you know that a man is on video, there's video evidence of a man urinating on a child,
yep.
and then having sex with said child... And you take your child to his concert, it is kind of on you.
And push her to get on stage.
It is. Oh, in that case, yes. It is on you, sir.
What do you expect me to do?
Well, it's like Steve Irwin dangling that baby in front of a crocodile. If I found out that his baby got eaten by a crocodile, duh. It's on you. But I love how at some point, after they calm R. Kelly down and he's finally sitting down again, he's like, well, no, man, sure, I'm a rapist, but I'm not like... I'm not like the worst, right? We need to stop. Listen, I'm here now, currently on TV, not raping. But think about this. While I'm in here not raping, there's tons of rapey people getting raped. So we need to work on stopping that. And I can help. I like how he turned it around. Like, listen, if you just let me off the hook for this raping stuff, I will try to help nobody else get raped.
He thinks he's like a government hacker that got caught. Like, hey, look. Ain't nobody can catch hackers like this hacker.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I love when celebrities, especially like rappers or singers or something, like I love when they go to prison and they start acting like I would act if I got sent to prison. Because I would be losing my fucking mind. And that's what he's doing. Like, yeah, that's exactly how I would react exactly like that. Normally they act like tough.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want R. Kelly's behavior where he's jumping around.
I want the... want the cell with the studio. Mm-hmm.
Can't get that. I also would like the guy that R. Kelly has that's just powdering him up and wiping him down. I like that too. Even in times of, you know, times of worry, that guy's still doing his job. So, I like that. Last question, Jinx. And this is what I feel like the both of us are going to have. Why don't restaurants serve lunch before 11 a.m.? Great question.
Why don't they serve lunch? It depends. Like, if it is a, like, what do you mean? Like, a restaurant that also has breakfast?
I when I read it, I just pictured, like, fast food places.
Okay.
That, like, if you're open.
I think that's just the volume thing. If you're open and, like, you have breakfast, I understand the timing thing because you can't have all that food all at once ready.
But why not?
Because you don't have as much space.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
I've worked at a place that was a 24-hour fast food place.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, I'm sorry.
But it
quality meals. I'm sorry. I should have said that.
I get that, but I mean, like a lot of times people, like back in the day, people would use the excuse of like, well, there's a health code thing where we can't make the egg. Yeah, that's bullshit. You can make an egg in the same area as you're making the other food. You're applying heat to shit.
Yeah, maybe they don't want to. I'm fine with it. Like,
I'm fine with it.
And then, like, I'm fine with like a restaurant like that doesn't have breakfast not opening till 11 because that's a volume thing. You're not going to get the volume.
No, I'm fine with that. But I'm saying if you're already open, you should have a full fucking menu. I mean,
I'm fine with like, hey, look, we don't have to get into this fridge after 11. Fine.
It doesn't seem like they're losing a ton to make the burger at 2 o'clock.
I don't think it's...
you got to think there's some people that work graveyard hours, right?
Yeah.
So I remember when I was working graveyard, I would go someplace and I would sometimes get like a dinner. I would order dinner at some place at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and people looked at me like I was a fucking freak. Like, you're gonna, or sometimes I would have a beer.
Yeah.
And it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and like, yes, that's alcoholic behavior, but I've been up.
Yeah, this is my nighttime.
I'm not, we're not all 9 to 5, asshole. Give me a goddamn, give me a steak at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Is that too much to ask? That's why I like Denny's. Denny's like, fuck it. You want a salad?
Whatever the fuck you want. We don't even know what time it is outside.
We don't give a shit what time it is. I haven't seen the sun nor the moon. In many weeks. That's it. That's the end of the show. And we did it. It's
getting hot right now too. That's why I kept checking my phone. I was like, oh wow, it's getting right in the sun. Like,
yeah, this is how crazy it is right now. When we were supposed to record this episode, it was a fucking thunderstorm raining hard, and now it's the summertime. I hate everything about this area we live in, except for the fact that we have lots of gangs. I love the gangs here.
I went to my uncle's funeral a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
5 motorcycle gangs there, including the Hells Angels.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Was your uncle in a gang?
Yeah, he was part of some Visalia motorcycle gang. He was his name was Dr. Feelgood, and I thought it was real funny because his
What was your uncle's name?
Dr. Feelgood, because he was a master grower of the weed.
I'll say this, your uncle might be dead. His name shall live on.
It was really cool, like, because, like, a bunch of the pictures that they're, like, during the video, like, him next to some tall-ass weed, and, like, people start cheering, and, like, it was really cool, because, like, in the funeral chapel, like, hundreds of motorcycles were outside, everybody's just wearing jeans and leather, and, like, the chaplain for his motorcycle gang got up and was like, everybody knew, if you needed something, you'd go to him for it, and he got me fucked up more times than I can remember, and everybody, he was like, fuck yeah.
I like how your uncle was in a motorcycle gang, and I can't not laugh if I picture you on a motorcycle right now.
I am not in a motorcycle gang, nor do I know anybody in that gang.
If I tried to drive a motorcycle, I feel like I would crash and die pretty soon after.
Well, I have the giant scar in my leg from that motorcycle.
But if I picture you on a motorcycle, I picture you getting on it, and as soon as you turn it on, it just explodes.
Pretty much it. Last time I was on a motorcycle lasted about 5.5 seconds into a fence, and then my leg got caught in the chain.
By the way, the nickname Dr. Feelgood is a perfect nickname, because if you said, my uncle's nickname is Dr. Feelgood, and then you told me he was a date rapist, yep. If you told me he grows weed, yep. If you told me he was an actual doctor, I was like, yeah. That name applies for anything. You could be a children's show host or a child murderer. Yeah, Dr. Feelgood works.
Yeah.
Anything else before we get out of this hot car?
There's a lot of motorcycle gangs. Nothing else, man.
I haven't listened, obviously, but again, apologize for the sound. I don't know if we got too loud. I don't know if we didn't get loud enough. Don't know if you hear that motor or the lawnmower in the background. Or that could be my cousin coming back to scope us out again. I know what's going to be, too. I'm going to check my cousin's Facebook page, and he's going to say, I saw Gary buying drugs in a parking lot. Because I'm just waiting by my car. Waiting.
Fuck Let him know. You didn't buy drugs. Mm-hmm. You get them for free.
I'm still not smoking the weed.
Oh, you're still not? Still... I got a whole bag full if you need some, too. Sorry, buddy.
No, the day after you gave me a big bag of weed, the biggest free bag of weed I've ever seen in my
it's
life.
It's funny because that's only half of what I gave. What I get.
The very next day, I was informed, can't smoke weed until further notice. And I'm like, God! So I still have all of that.
Which I don't understand,
I know, weed is legal. Listen, I've been informed that once I pass said drug test, they're not going to give a shit, and they're never going to drug test me again. You know what it is, though? Yeah. And I feel like it just makes sense that it's like, if this guy ever fucks up, we can always drug test him, and that's an easy way to fire him. Yeah,
that's what they always do. Yeah. I remember when the day it became, legal for recreational use here, mm-hmm. my place of employment had to inform us that it's still not okay to go out on lunch and smoke it in your car. Because a lot of people were doing that. Which was
cool. Did you inform them it's still not okay to follow me to my car at lunch?
What do you want me to do? You want me to start drinking on lunch again? Give me a fucking break.
No, literally, give me a break right now. I gotta go smoke
some weed. I got little bottles.
Hey, we ended it on a somewhat fun moment. Goodbye.
Lettuce.
That one sounded like you said lettuce.
Lettuce.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.